Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 9 of the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about one of my products, which is beetroot powder. But before I do that, I want to take a little bit of time and introduce myself so you guys know who I am and what my background is. I am a clinical pharmacist, board certified in pharmacotherapy and also psychiatry. I have been practicing pharmacy for almost 34 years, and I work in two actual different hospitals. One of them, I'm the lead pharmacist, and the other one, I work in the main pharmacy. I'm also the owner of Sunshine Nutraceuticals, and I really do take pride in helping people become well without medications. That is my main focus at this point in my career. Now, I'm going to talk today a little bit about beets and beetroot. I know beets are one of those things that it seems like you either love them or you hate them, but beets have a lot of medicinal qualities to them, and we're just going to go over a few of those today. They've recently gained popularity for these medical uses. Red beetroot, Herbeta vulgaris rubra, is a source of nitrate, and it also contains betalain pigments. Beetroot ingestion causes an increase in nitrous oxide availability and may lead to a natural treatment for hypertension, as well as an improvement in endothelial functioning. The betalain pigments possess antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and chemopreventive activity, both in and outside of the body. When I'm talking about outside of the body, I'm talking about in a laboratory, in a test tube per se. These properties may lead to beetroot's usefulness in the treatment of diseases occurring due to oxidative stress, inflammation, decreased cognition, and altered endothelial functioning. So let's talk a little bit about high blood pressure or hypertension. Hypertension is either the primary cause or contributes to more than 1,000 deaths in the United States daily, according to the CDC. High blood pressure increases the risk of stroke, heart attack, and heart failure, and is also a risk factor for kidney disease. Beetroot is a good source of dietary nitrate, which is converted to nitrite and nitric oxide in the body. Nitric oxide is known to relax and dilate blood vessels, which leads to lower blood pressure. A systemic review and meta-analysis was conducted in 2017 to investigate the efficacy of beetroot juice supplementation on decreasing blood pressure in human subjects. This study concluded that the hypotensive properties of beetroot are a potentially safe and effective nutritional approach to manage hypertension. They did recommend further clinical studies with larger sample sizes and longer duration to confirm clinical usefulness. Antioxidants are super important to our body. Oxidative stress can lead to functional impairment of the cells. If this occurs over a long period of time, diseases such as cancer may result. One estimate suggests that oxidative stress plays a role in over 200 clinical conditions. Reactive oxygen and nitrogen species are molecules capable of oxidation. These are continuously generated during cellular metabolism. When aberrant cell metabolism, UV radiation, xenobiotics, or increased inflammation lead to more of these reactive oxygen and nitrogen species than the cell's antioxidant defenses can combat, an imbalance results. This leads to the condition referred to as oxidative stress. Beetroot is very rich in antioxidant compounds. The betalain pigments have been shown to protect cellular components from oxidative stress in several studies. Beetroot also contains many highly bioactive phenolics, including rutin, epicatechin, and caffeic acid, that are also known to be potent antioxidants. What about using beetroot as an anti-inflammatory? You know that I love turmeric as an anti-inflammatory, but beetroot can also be used for this. Inflammation is one of the defense systems used by our body. It causes the release of substances that expand blood vessels, increasing blood flow to injured areas, helping to speed the healing process. If inflammation persists for an extended period of time, cell dysfunction may occur. Chronic inflammation has been associated with many clinical disorders, including heart disease, cancer, obesity, and liver disease. We have treated inflammation with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, since the 70s. Like any medication, these agents have side effects, especially when used over long periods. NSAIDs can cause kidney damage and bleeding issues. They also interact with several other medication classes. Furthermore, NSAIDs have been shown to be ineffective for many inflammatory-related conditions. The focus has been changed from NSAIDs to natural food sources as a potential alternative to combat chronic inflammation. Betalains and beetroot extracts are potent anti-inflammatory agents. A study by Reddy in 2005 found that betalain inhibited cyclooxygenase 2, or COX-2, enzyme activity by 97%. This effect is comparable to the anti-inflammatory drugs ibuprofen, Vioxx, and Celebrex. This was the first study to show betalain's strong anti-inflammatory properties. Beetroot can also be used to improve cognitive function. It is well known that cognitive function decreases with age. This is believed to be due, in part, to a reduction in cerebral blood flow. This reduction in cerebral blood flow has been implicated in dementia and Alzheimer's disease. It would be reasonable to conclude that beetroot could improve cerebral blood flow by increasing the availability of nitrous oxide. We also know that a lower concentration of nitrous oxide can impair cerebral energy metabolism, and neuronal activity. This may lead to neurodegeneration and cognitive deficits over time. A study published in 2013 found improvements in systemic and cerebral vascular hemodynamics after ingestion of beetroot juice. The investigators came to the following conclusion. The hemodynamic improvements associated with beetroot juice treatment appear to be consistent with counteracting some of the pathophysiological cerebral vascular features of hypertension, Alzheimer's, and other diseases associated with brain hypoperfusion and cognitive deficits. Sunshine Nutraceuticals has a beetroot capsule. I recommend taking two of these capsules once daily. This is 1,300 milligrams. Our product is all natural, non-GMO, and 100% organic. Our supplement is also vegan, and it's made in the United States. Shipping of all of our products within the United States is always free. To get your very own beetroot capsules, go to www.sunshinentc.com. And if you use the coupon code PODCAST, PODCAST, you will receive 10% off your entire order. After researching the benefits of beetroot, I decided to add it to our product line. I work on a unit that cares for dementia patients, so I'm always interested in novel treatments for this disease. Beetroot is high in antioxidants and is a great source of nitrates, which are converted to nitrous oxide in the body. I discussed four medicinal uses of this superfood, but other possible uses also exist. The increase in nitrous oxide and blood flow could be helpful in the treatment of erectile dysfunction. The antioxidant properties may also prove to be beneficial in the treatment of some types of cancers in the future. Finally, beetroot may be useful in improving exercise tolerance in athletes. More studies will surely be done in the future regarding the many uses of beetroot. If you have any questions, you can send me an email at sunshine.nutraceuticals@yahoo.com. I hope everybody has a wonderful springtime. Be sure to take care of yourself, stay happy, and stay healthy. And we will be back next week with another episode of the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.